Tablet 9. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice, and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? Daniel 8:13. These people who will reach higher consciousness and know surely that there is a God with a definite plan for this creation, but do not know what the plan is and how it will be fulfilled, despair that how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot. They wonder when the kingdom of God will come, and the unworthy people and unbelievers will be destroyed, their diseased minds. And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel 8:14. If they are real seekers, then the Holy Ghost will reveal to them the truth. If each day is a symbol for 1 year, then it will take around 2,300 years after the empire of Grecia that the truth will destroy the intellectualized world. No king can live that long. So it is not talking about a human king, nor even about a dynasty. But the little horn is the symbol of intellectual domination in this period. The Grecian Empire started its decline around 300 BC. And it came to pass, when even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. Daniel 8:15. Daniel intensely desired to know the meaning of his vision, so the meaning would be given to him. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called, and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Daniel 8:16. All the revelations, truth, and spiritual knowledge can be gained through Gabriel, which is the Holy Ghost, Sattva Guna. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O Son of Man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Daniel 8:17. The end of the era in the vision would be 2,300 years after this little horn was created, following the four kings of the Grecian Empire. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. Daniel 8:18. He was in a trance and was bent forward, so his kundalini was blocked. Therefore, he was straightened upright, which is with the spine straight. Kundalini is the spiritual energy, consciousness, latent at the base of the spine. When it rises, it will open spiritual centers and true understanding. Because it rises through a very tiny channel in the middle of the spine, when the body is bent, the channel is blocked. Therefore, in meditation, the spine should be kept straight so that this channel is open and the Kundalini is able to rise. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end shall be. Daniel 8, verse 19. After he was straightened up, then Gabriel said, Behold, I will make thee know. So the Holy Ghost was going to reveal to him what will happen in the last days and how it will come about. So the period of injustice and indignation was also permitted by the Lord to happen, so that it would become a lesson to humanity. The ram which thou sawest, having two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. Daniel 8, verse 20. The first kingdom of the five was the Chaldean Empire. Now here it is revealed that the next will be the Persian Empire, symbolized by a ram, calmer and more spiritual than the rough he-goat. Its notable kings are symbolized as two horns of the ram. The horn, therefore, is the symbol of earthly domination. Also, the two arms and chest of the metal image were of silver. The two arms are also symbols of the two great kings of Persia. And a rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Daniel 8, verse 21. The third kingdom to come will be the Grecian Empire, and the notable horn is its first great king. As the third beast was more dreadful than the second, so the he-goat is rougher than the ram, the symbol for the second empire. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. Daniel 8, verse 22. This first great king will die, and his empire will be divided into four kingdoms. This exactly happened. After Alexander the Great suddenly died, his kingdom was divided between his four commanders. But they would never become as great as he, not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Daniel 8, verses 23 to 25. This is all about the little horn, which came in the latter time of their kingdom, which was explained to be the fulfillment of intellectual thoughts and philosophy, at the time of the appearance of the greatest philosophers and thinkers of mankind, Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. As it was explained, by these intellectuals, the cornerstone of human life for about the next 2,300 years was planned, especially in the West. However, after this period, man again will understand that human intellect is limited. It neither can explain the unexplainable, nor can it bring everlasting happiness, because it is dry like brass and iron. This little horn will also appear later on in the Roman Empire as the little horn in the middle of the 10 horns on the head of the beast. This second little horn, which is really the same as the first one, even gains greater influence over man's life. It changes time, creates human laws and governments, intellectualizes religions, institutes new festivals and holidays, and so on. This little horn will dominate human life for more than 2,000 years after it was created during the Grecian Empire, and will continue until the 10 kings arise on earth. Then is the time humans will understand that the only way is to go beyond intellect and follow God's laws and regulations, Dharma, and accept Him as the only king, because intellectual knowledge is just like a little book which is sweet in the beginning but bitter and dry at the end. Revelation 10 verse 10. The phrase, "and by peace shall destroy many," means that by the preaching of democracy and the use of diplomacy, an elusive peace will be created. But through these tools, politics, very subtly, the truth of the spirit will be destroyed. And a vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. Daniel 8, verse 26. There were some visions which have been shut up here, which are true also. Because the Bible is complete, is one of the basic scriptures of religions, and all things have been revealed in it, those visions which are shut up here are revealed in later books, especially in the Revelation, the last book in the Bible. Actually, what is explained in Daniel was sealed up in the Revelation. 10 verse 4. What is sealed up here in Daniel is revealed in the Revelation. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. Daniel 10, verse 27. The spiritual forces are very strong, and the human nervous system and body are often too weak to withstand them. That is why even Daniel, with all his experiences of having contact with the spiritual world, fainted and became ill. That is the reason for spiritual exercises, such as yoga postures or meditation. They all are to strengthen and prepare the human body to be able to receive spiritual forces, visions, and realizations.